You are about to enter the magical realm of the world's greatest hypnotist. Michael White. Do not listen to this broadcast while driving or operating heavy machinery, as Michael will be taking you into a deep trance state. Prepare to take the reins of your own brain. Freedom from your fears and anxieties is just seconds away. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Michael White.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm really excited for today's recording because we're going to be talking about being insignificant, unwanted, and invisible, and how great that can be in your life. I've worked with a lot of different clients, and often I hear the same thing over and over again, is that many of them want to feel significant, they want to feel wanted, and they want to be seen in many different situations. Basically, what they're saying is they want to feel like they're loved. Well, I often say to them, are you sure you want to be in every situation? Let's think about it. There are times in our lives when it's very important that we're invisible, when we're insignificant, and when we're unwanted. Can you think of any? I sure can. First example, let's say you're in the bank and you have a cash deposit and you're getting ready to go up to the teller and you're next in line when all of a sudden, boom, through the front door, three masked robbers burst in with pump action shotguns and they demand everybody lie down on the floor. Do you do it? Of course. And as they're going around and they're grabbing everyone's wedding bands and gold watches, you think, oh no, I'm going to lose all of my cash. And there's no way I'm going to be able to claim it because I don't have a receipt. But guess what? They don't even notice you. They walk past you like you're not even there. It's almost like you're a superhero who turned invisible. You are insignificant, unwanted, and invisible. Hooray! Let's think about another time when being insignificant, unwanted, and invisible would be really beneficial for you. Let's say you're speeding along, and I have a friend that this happened to. You're speeding along, and the car in front of you and the car behind you are all going past the speed limit, 85, 90 miles an hour, just ripping down the freeway. And the front car gets pulled over, and the rear car gets pulled over as well, but you don't. You keep driving. You were insignificant, unwanted, and invisible. Hooray! And let's say you keep dating the same type of person over and over again. No matter how many times you commit to yourself, I'm never going to go out with that type of person ever again. You find yourself in their arms, in the back seat of some car somewhere on Lover's Lane. Well, imagine you've done this now the fifth time, and it was another sad, terrible breakup. And your friend said, well, come on, we're going to go out and you're going to be single and you're going to find someone special just for you. And you say, sure, I'll go along. So you go to a big party and there you are. And the house is thumping and the music's really fantastic. And you look awesome. You're all dressed up and you're basically putting out the message, hey, I am single and I am available. And you look across the room and you see somebody. And something goes off inside of you, a little spark. And you begin to think, oh, no. It's just like all the others. And as soon as that person comes over here, I'm not going to be able to say no. It's going to be another passion-filled ride of dysfunction and craziness. And I'm just going to spend another 3 years boring my friends with stories about how he or she is so wrong for me. And yet, no matter how many times they tell me to dump that person, I'm going to ignore them until they start talking about me behind my back. But wait. That person's coming over. They're getting closer. But then they walk right by. They didn't even give you a second glance. Phew. At that moment, you're insignificant, unwanted, and invisible. Definitely hooray. I want you now to think about other times in your life and other areas where it would be very helpful for you to be insignificant, unwanted, and invisible. And say hooray.
For more information about Michael White and the services he offers, visit his free hypnosis blog, No More Trances. That's KNOWmoretrances.com. This recording is sponsored by our friends at creativecreativity.com. Become a creative super genius in just minutes a day. To comment on this podcast or contact Michael White, email nomoretrances@gmail.com or call 206-947-8390.